On a sunny spring weekday morning, families with young children were enjoying the exhibits at the Buffalo Zoo. Just moments before, Nora Fletchall was formally introduced as its next president and CEO. Over the years, the Buffalo Zoo has undergone millions of dollars of upgrades and redevelopment, and Fletchall's job will include continuing the zoo's master plan. She was asked about some of the zoo's older facilities, including the elephant exhibit, which critics say is simply inadequate.
You know, I think what I'm going to do is spend a lot of time when I first get here getting to understand the situation. I'm getting to know the animals, getting to know the staff, the community's thoughts on that, what's best for those animals, and then together we'll make that decision.
Fletchall will come from the Indianapolis Zoo, where more than a million people visit each year, and the operating budget is estimated at $29 million. By comparison, the Buffalo Zoo's budget, according to its 2015 annual report, was under $8 million that year, about $1.5 million of it coming from government funding. Local elected leaders, including Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, assured Fletchall local governments support the institution.
We understand that as a community we need to grow, and we need to ensure that to continue to grow we have to have the best types of arts and cultural institutions that exist. And one of the best in this community is the Buffalo Zoo.
Fletchall says zoos remain an important part of the community.
And, you know, we're constantly improving. And together, I do really sincerely feel that we can make a difference for wildlife and wild places.
And she says zoos provide many people with their first and only exposure to wildlife, an exposure that can help shape minds and attitudes about how to treat the animals and their natural habitats. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.